Welcome to Harmony and Improvisation with Dub Pierce, a podcast dedicated to helping musicians of all levels to play better music. Join us in these upcoming episodes as we explore the ins and outs of major diatonic harmony. Visit us at harmonyimprov.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Subscribe on YouTube and your favorite podcast platform. Partner with us at patreon.com/harmonyimprov. Welcome once again to Harmony and Improvisation. Thanks for joining us.
All right, welcome back to Harmony Improvisation. Again, these first episodes are really just kind of almost a primer on how to understand major note sets and major harmony as it's related, and then we move on to more advanced things. But in time, you're going to see that we're going to apply this to songs, to tunes, to harmony, how to improvise harmony, how to improvise melody, how to improvise harmony and melody at the same time or at completely different times. But right now, we're sticking with keys, or note sets, or major scales. Last time we did B and B flat. If you recall, B has five sharps, and B flat has two flats. That magic number seven again. If we look at B, we're going to just do it really quickly. B, B, C sharp, D sharp, E, F sharp, G sharp, A sharp, B, descending, B, A sharp, G sharp, F sharp, E, D sharp, C sharp, B, B flat, B flat, C, D, E flat, F, G, A, B flat, B flat, A, G, F, E flat, D, C, and B flat. See the word. B, C sharp, D sharp, E, F sharp, G sharp, A sharp, or B flat, C, D, E flat, F, G, A. The sharps in B become naturals. The naturals in B become flats. Very simple. Let's move on. We're going to go to the keys of the D keys. D and D flat. these are also, they're all basically the same difficulty level. So we'll blow through these next few without too much, we'll repeat them three times a piece. We'll talk about the word, and then we'll move on. Got some wind blowing here today. D major has two sharps. D flat major has five flats. 2, 5, 7. That's the number. In D major, you've got D, E, F sharp, G, A, B, C sharp, and D, descending. D, C sharp, B, A, G, F sharp, E, D. Do it again. D, the one, E, the two. By the way, the two is also the nine. We're going to talk about these intervals later. F sharp, the major third, G, the four, or the 11, A, the fifth, B, the sixth, or the 13th, C sharp, this major seven, and then D, back down, D, C sharp, B, A, G, F sharp, E, D, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, octave. Octave, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. All right, D flat. D flat, E flat, F, G flat, A flat, B flat, C, and D flat. D flat, C, B flat, A flat, G flat, F, E flat, D flat. Now, let's do this one more time. D flat, 1, E flat, 2, F, 3, G flat, 4, A flat, 5, B flat, 6, C, major 7, and D flat, the octave. D flat, C, the major 7, B flat, the 6, A flat, the 5th, G flat, the 4, F, the 3, E flat, the 2, D flat, the 1. As I was saying, the 2, 4, and 6, we learn initially triads because it helps you to hear major, minor, diminished, and augmented sounds. But we're going to do that eventually. But learning four note chords in a key are it's really the understanding of the harmony that exists within a diatonic note set or a major note set, which is what we're learning here. Diatonic equals major note set, scale, key. But the 2, the 4, and the, if you go 1, 3, 5, and 7, that's a four-note chord. 1, 3, 5, and 7. Let's take the key of D. D, F sharp. Did I say 1, 3, 5, and 7? I hope I did. D, F sharp, A, and C sharp. That's a D major 7 chord or arpeggio the way I'm playing it. Okay. Well, that's the 1, 3, 5, and 7. Well, all that's left is the 2, 4, and 6. 2, 4, and 6, if you pull those out of the scale or the note set and throw them up on the top, you get, in the key of D major, you get an E, G, and B. And that E, G, and B turns into the 9, 11, and 13 of a major 7 chord. That's just the way it happens. There's only 7 notes. Just like there's only 12 notes in all, there's only 7 notes in a major note set. We reshuffle these to get chords, triads, intervals, etc. Okay, remember the word. Let's do this again. D, the 1, E, the 2, F sharp, the 3, G, the 4, A, the 5, B, the 6, C sharp, the 7, D, the octave, D, the octave, C sharp, 7, B, 6, A, 5, G, 4, F sharp, 3, E, 2, D, 1, D flat, 1, E flat, 2, F, 3, G flat, 4, A flat, 5, B flat, 6, C, 7, D flat, octave, D flat, octave, C, 7, B flat, 6, A flat, 5, G flat, 4, F, 3, E flat, 2, D flat, 1. Two quick things. One, don't skip over any keys. You have to know them all equally, or what's going to happen is you're going to be working along in some tune and all of a sudden it's going to throw you. You're going to get messed up. It has to be like a language. You want to write a sentence that says the cat ran across the road. Well, if you forget what ran is, I mean, even in first grade primers, the kids start learning that that's a verb. That's what the cat's doing. The cat ran across, preposition, the road. There you go. The cat being the subject. I don't know. My dad was an English professor and I'm really bad at that. But I'm okay at music. I'm better at music. So just remember that it's the rote memorization of these that will be your greatest benefit down the road. Hey, we're at D. We only have E, F, and G to go. Let's keep plugging, okay? Thank you for being here.